Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of Pella Historical Society, Valerie Van Coten, joins us on today's program to talk about upcoming events and programs at Pella Historical this fall. Well, Val, it is officially fall outside now. It certainly feels like it after all the rain and the heat we had over the last several months. And this fall, you have a lot of continuing activities and programs, one of which is an exhibit that's coming to the Historical Village. Let our listeners know a little bit about what this new exhibit's about and what's going to be focused on.
This exhibit is a traveling exhibit that comes from the Vesterheim Norwegian American Museum in Decorah. And Pella Historical was part of contributing to that exhibit. It's called In Trunks, Hearts, and Hands, What Immigrants Bring to Iowa. And it goes through what do you decide to bring when you're uprooting your whole life and coming to another country. And the story is told in a series of banners that talk about different people who've come to Iowa over the last 200 years. And Pella Historical contributed our story of the chest that came with the gold pieces with Skolte and his 800 followers who put all their gold into one chest.
What's it like to maybe have a different flavor here at the village and a different perspective of history while you contributed to it, but certainly kind of broaden that for the people who usually come to the village?
Right. I mean, the Dutch were one of many groups that came to Iowa from the 1840s on, and it's really nice to get a perspective, an overall perspective of where we fit in that immigration pattern. The thing I've seen from the exhibit is that it's unusual for a large group of people to come together at one time like we did. Most of the time, it's a family here trickling in. Our migration pattern is a little bit unusual. And on October 23, it's a Tuesday night at Skolte Church, the curator from the Vesterheim will come and discuss that. And that's going to be free and open to the public.
And now, one of the other things you had mentioned to me was a cemetery walk coming up later this fall. What are some of the particulars about that?
The cemetery walk at Oakwood Cemetery in Pella is scheduled to be held this Sunday, the 14th. If the weather is not good, we'll be doing it next Sunday, the 21st. But we have a lot of characters in Pella's history who are not real well known, but who have fascinating stories. And so we have 13 local actors here in Pella who will be dressed like those characters. They will be standing at their gravesides and will be in first person talking about themselves and how they contributed to Pella's history. And the tickets are $5 if you're a Pella Historical member, $10 if you're not a member. You can buy them here at the windmill, or you can buy them at the gate the day of.
And now this time of the year is right around time for tulip planting. And the city of Pella has over 120,000 bulbs this year. And as I understand, the Historical Village, back to where you normally are, somewhere in the 90,000 range. And you need some help planting those, getting them ready at your various locations and at the Skolte House.
Yes, it's kind of all hands on deck right now. We have to remove all of the annuals from the beds, get the beds tilled up, and then get the new tulip bulbs in. And we have a very small window of usually 4 to 6 weeks to do that before the weather turns off. If you have a group, a youth group or a civic service group who'd like to come in and help volunteer, we would love to have you and we will put you to work.
One of the things we've been constantly updating about is the construction projects. Earlier this fall, of course, you hit your fundraising goal, the $2.5 million for the Forging Our Future campaign. And progress has now started at the Wyatt Earp House and is wrapping up over by the Skolte Garden.
Yeah, Skolte Garden still have some details that need to be cleaned up, including the electrical, the lamps, fencing, curb needs to be put in, some things like that. The Skolte House is finishing up the electrical work. We're going to be renovating the kitchen this winter and redoing the reproduction wallpaper. And the Earp House is just starting. It's going to be, as soon as the weather clears up a little bit, they're going to be beginning to take off the old paint and tuck pointing and fixing all of that soft brick that's underneath.
And then the last thing of note that people will be interested in is the tickets are going to go on sale soon for the Queen's announcement party in early November, late October, and then the announcement party itself on the 10th, and the voting process is going on. So a lot going on as you look ahead to the next tulip time.
Right. The 21 girls who are up have had their pictures in the paper. People will have until next Tuesday afternoon, the 16th, to vote. Please do so and get your ballot in. And then, yeah, the whole process goes very quickly after that. Tickets will go on sale to the public, Queen's announcement party on November 10, and then we'll have a new Tulip Queen in court.
Once again, that was Executive Director of Pella Historical Society, Valerie Van Coten. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.